Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf nun. We're starting a brand new perek, mem tes omid beis. And the focus of the Mishnah and the Gemara is going to be today on the Avodah Zorah, which is known as Markulius. And what was Markulius? Markulius was an Avodah Zorah, an idol that was in the form of a pyramid with two stones below and one stone above the two, in a pyramid style. According to some Mefarshim, the name Markulius comes from the name of a god by the name of Mercury. And Chazal just called it Markulius. Tosis aware and Daf Nun Omid Aleph, which we're going to learn momentarily, says that the real name of this Avodah Zorah was really Kilus. Now the word Kilus is a very good name, because it means Shevach Vahidor. We say, for instance, exactly, Ulekales al kol divrei shiri for the Sishbochais. So Kilusim means to go and give Shevach Vahidor, thanks and gratitude and kovod and honor and prestige. So therefore, on the surface, this has a very positive name, Kilus. And since we had in the Gemara before that vibaratim eshemom and amokamahu, you're supposed to change from Beis Galia to Beis Karya and Ein Koil to Ein Koitz. So similarly, Chazal changed from Kilus to Kulias. Wusiseps Kulias, because that is similar to the word Lag Vakeles Bechol Svivo Yisenu. Keles, of course, therefore means a Loshin Gnai, where you're repudiating, where you are rejecting something, Lag Vakeles. And therefore, that's why they changed it from Kilus to Kulias, and the word Mar in Aramaic means the reverse. So they reversed the Kilus, the Divrei Shavach, the Divrei Shvach, to Kulias, which is Divrei Gnai. So that's how you got the word Mar. Kulias, that's the Toisis here on Nun Omer Aleph, the third Toisis from the bottom, Avnei Beis Kilus, Ayin Shah. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, says Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, Sholish Avonim Zu Bitzad Zu Bitzad Markulios Asurois Ushtayim Mutorois. The Gemara is going to explain that the Svar of Rabbi Shmuel is that even though the Iker Markulios was in the shape of a pyramid, two stones on the bottom and one stone lying on top of the other two, a Bidyevid, a secondary Markulios, would be three stones parallel to each other. So you had all three stones, one, two, three, instead of one on top of the other two, you had the one next to the other two, the three together. That would also be a bidyeved, a mini Markulius. We'll see this in the Gemara momentarily. However, if you only had two stones, this is gunish mit gunish, that's nothing, and therefore that does not have the status of Avodah Zorah, and therefore it's mutter b'hanah. So what you're doing is you're starting off that there is a primary Markulius, which is constructed normally, like a pyramid. Next to which you have Sholish Avonim, Zu Bitzad Zu, three parallel to each other, next to the Markulius. Then I say it's Osir. And again, the reason is because according to Rabbi Shmuel, that in addition to the major Avodah Zorah of Markulius, there was a mini Markulius of the three stones together. That's why it's Usir b'hanah, because it had the same status of Avodah Zorah. But if there are only two, two is gunish, it's nothing, and therefore mutaris. Again, we'll see more in the Gemara. The Chum don't subscribe to this inyan of the mini Markulius next to the large Markulius. And they say that if you find stones next to the Markulius, you know where those stones came from. Well, it depends. If they're very, very close to the Markulius, how much is very close, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, then you can assume that these are stones that someone threw at the Markulius, because as we know, that was the avoider of the Markulius. Instead of going and bringing a takroivis, a sacrifice, they went and threw stones at the Markulius. And obviously, all of these stones, some of them, number one, may not have hit the target, and number two, Even if they did, eventually some of the stones are going to come down because you cannot just keep on building and building. Eventually, some of them will fall to the right or to the left. And therefore, the Chum says, Shaniris Imai, if you find that there are stones next to the Markulias, Asurais, because you can assume that those were stones that were thrown at and towards the Markulias. On the other hand,
There's a statue of Mercury in Bethesda Fountain in the Central Park.
Okay. So maybe...
On the west side, and it's a fountain, so people do throw...
And people throw stones at it.
So, stones, whatever.
Okay, so maybe this is a kind of an ear anical. This is a great-great-great-grandchild of the original Avodah Zarah, Markulias. Shkoyach. V'she'enan nirois imoy, however, if the stones are somewhat removed from the central Markulias, again, we'll see in the Gemara how far is considered to be removed, mutaris. Now, the way Rashi explains it, as we'll see in the Gemara, the reason why nirois imoy asurois is the stones that have fallen to the side, it's not because they are takroivis avodah zarah, meaning that was part of the worship, part of the sacrifice that I threw the stones, but rather when you throw stones to the avodah zarah, it's as if you are being moisif on the avodah zarah itself, meaning this avodah zarah is kind of puny. It's only three stones. If I'm going to throw more stones, it's as if I am adding to the kavod, to the luster, to the character of this Markulias. It's no longer just three stones. I threw and now it's going to be four and five and six and seven. And if some of those stones fall to the side, explains Rashi, it's not that my sacrifice has fallen to the side. It's as if a shtick avodah zarah has fallen to the side, because by throwing the stones, I've increased the volume, the quantity, and presumably the quality of this avodah zarah. We'll see all of this as we get into the Gemara. Okay, so bottom line, according to Rabbi Shmuel, three stones next to the Markulias, it's a separate Markulias b'fnei atzmoi, awesome. Only two, nothing. Chum say, I don't subscribe to this mini secondary Markulias theory of Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore, if they happen to be next to the original Markulias, it means that it fell off, and therefore, by extension, this is now also avodah zarah stones. But if they're far removed, we can assume that nothing to do with the Markulias, and they were just stones sitting there in the waiting. So, Timar, Bishlem Rabbanim, I understand the svar of the Rabban. Kasavri oivdim lishvarim, nirois imoy de ikal meirim minei nofal asurois, shein nirois imoy mutaris. What does that mean? We've already discussed oivdim lishvarim yesterday. There we were talking in the context of any type of avodah zarah that broke, that fell over. Like in Tanakh, we have the dogoyim that fell to pieces, and that the head and the arms and the legs, etc., all fell, and therefore they're now in shtick-shticker pieces. Question is, do you say that the avodah zarah is still avodah zarah bitokvo, or do you say that that was a bittul? Even if nobody pushed the avodah zarah down, if the wind pushed it down, so we had a discussion yesterday that this was an avodah zarah shenishtabra me'eleha, whether people are ovei the shvarim or not. The svara that they're not ovei the shvarim is because the Oyved Avodah Zarah says to himself that if the Avodah Zarah couldn't prevent its own fall, how is it going to help me? This Avodah Zarah, a wind came, blew it down, fell to pieces. Chas v'shalom, if I'm having problems and I'm going to the Avodah Zarah, help me out, help me out. If he couldn't help himself out, how is he going to help me out? So therefore, it automatically is a bittul. Well, again, we had a machloikis, the other man, the Yama, said no. Since nobody was mevatel it, it just fell down. Oivdim lishvarim, the shvarim of the avodah zarah are still intact, and they still have the din of avodah zarah. Here it's a little bit different. What means here it's different? We're not talking about that the avodah zarah got smashed into pieces, but rather what we're saying is, since the Gemara at this point holds that when you throw stones at the Markulias, you're adding to the Markulias. And eventually, when that stone or other stones fall to the side, so then they're also a shtick Markulias, because you added. So now those are called shvarim. Shvarim only in the sense Not necessarily that they broke. They may be totally intact, but it just means that they fell off of the major Markulius, they fell to the side. So in a sense, those are the Shvarim of that Markulius. So Rabbanu Kasabi oivdim the Shvarim, that yes, these pieces that fell off of the Avodah Zarah, they have a status of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore, Nerois Imoi, those which are near it, that's, look at the Lashon Chachamim in the Mishnah, Nerois Imoi Asurois, why? I say that these stones on the ground, they fell off of the Markulius. Then it's Asurois, because these are just an extension of the Avodah Zarah. However, if they are somewhat removed, then they didn't fall off the Markulius, they're just rocks and stones lying around, then they're mutaris. And Rabbi Shmuel, what's the svar Rabbi Shmuel? If he holds like the Chacham, that when stones fall off the Markulius, people continue to worship them, the Philotarte Namilitzer. Why does Rabbi Shmuel distinguish between three stones and two stones? He should say the same thing as two stones, they fell off the Markulius, they're awesome. If he says, no, once the stones fall to the ground, and therefore they lose their sanctity, so to speak, of being a shtika voidazara, sizgunish, so that fill its last namiloi. So even if you had 3 and 5 and 10 and 20, they should all be bottle umavutl, because of the fact that ain oivim lishwarim, there's no sanctity to them. Arm reviews, but also want to be. Yeah.
It might not be Markulius. It could be some other idol worship, or some other faith, religion, whatever. I know the Shinto, they pile up, they don't make a statue over an idol, but they pile stones, like they're in the woods or mountains or whatever. And they just make a pile of stones. There's no statue underneath it. But the stones themselves are representative of an idol the worship.
Okay.
So, even though we have for these fallen stones themselves, we can't necessarily assume that there's a statue or not there. It doesn't make it necessarily make a difference.
Wait, I hear you. And the Shinto religion sounds like that's a derivative, if you will, or competition to our Markulius. But if you go back to the Mishnah says that there was an established Markulius idol there. See, Rabbi Shmuel Oymer Sholeh Shabonim Zubitzadzu Bitzad Markulius. So there was a Markulius, a big sign saying, this is the central Markulius in this church. This clearly is a Markulius. And now you find stones to the right and to the left. Say the Chachamim, those are just stones that fell off of the Markulius, and since they were part and parcel of the Markulius, they're also Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara says if Rabbi Shmuel subscribes to that, then why doesn't he say that even one and two stones also have the status of Isser HaNoah and Avodah Zarah? Why does he say only three? And therefore, Amr Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Biyadua Shenoshru. If you know for a fact that these stones to the right and to the left fell off of the Markulius, then there's nothing to talk about. Everybody agrees they're Osir because they are the Avodah Zarah itself. Not the Kroivis. They are the Avodah Zarah itself.
Why would it matter if it's the Kroivis to the Avodah Zarah itself? Both are prohibited.
It's a very good question. You'll see him yet, Hashem, towards the bottom of Nun Omid Aleph, where for the first time, if you want to take a quick look at the first wide line on Nun Amud Aleph, you see that the Gemara brings the name of Rav, Minayin Takroivis Avodah Zarah, She'ein La Betela Elamis. Ooh! Takroivis is worse than the Avodah Zarah itself! Avodah Zarah itself, as we've learned, a goy can be mevatel, a Jew cannot be mevatel. Here we're seeing the Takroivis, Ein La Betela Elamis, even if 100 goyim get together, use all the sledgehammers in the world and bang and try to break this Takrebis Avodah Zarah and smash it to smithereens, it still remains Aser Bahano as Takrebis Avodah Zarah. Ein lo b'tei lo ilamas. So that's one nafkimina. There's a second nafkimina. You'll remember we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara, whether or not it's metame ba'oil. The Takrebis Avodah Zarah is metame ba'oil, regular Avodah Zarah is not metame ba'oil. I realize that this is somewhat counterintuitive, because you would think that whatever is osur as a result of the takroivis is the achal achas kama vekama, that the avodah zarah itself should be more chomer. That's obviously... Exactly. So there is a lot of discussion among the Rishonim and Achronim, what would be the Svara for that the Takroivis should be worse than the Avodah Zarah. Anyway, the Gemara at the moment is not assuming Takroivis, we're assuming that it's the Avodah Kechovim Atzma. Just, I see that you are somewhat in doubt. If you look at the final line of the Rashi here on the Amud Beis, Rashi, the second word of the line, V'hashul Chashalu Takroivis. We're not looking upon these stones that fell down that they are the Tekroivis of Avodah Zarah, but rather Avodah Kechovim Bifnei Atzma. We're looking upon it as if it happens to be its own Avodah Zarah. And you'll see, we'll develop more of this as we go through the Gemara. Anyway, so getting back to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rav Yochanan. V'yadush Noshri Menu, if I know for a fact that these stones fell off, they're Be'akol Asurai. V'afilaman Di'amar Ein Oivin Lishvarim, even if you hold normally that when an Avodah Zarah falls to the ground and now it falls into pieces, that people do not worship the pieces anymore. That's Hani Mila Avodah Chom Delav Hainu Urche. That's a regular Avodah Zarah, a regular idol, which normally it falls down. People don't worship those Shvarim. Aval Hacha, the Mikoratvuri Mitvuri. Here, the Markulius, by definition, is a breakable Avodah Zarah. What do I mean that it's breakable? Says Rashi, the final Rashi, She'enem mechuborois v'dar kalipar. This Markulius, after they put the upper stone on top of the two lower stones, they didn't go and put on crazy glue or cement or pitch or tar to keep them mechubor. They remained tulushim, and therefore dar kalipar. It's going to happen, Rabbi Yisai, that a stone is going to fall down eventually. Certainly the new stones that you're throwing at it and you're adding to the original Avodah Zarah, they're not going to stay on top of it forever. Obviously they're going to go and fall down. And therefore, says Yimona Hain Orchid, that's the normal Steiger. So there, everybody would agree that the stones that fall off the Markulius remain Osur, Osur Bahanom. See, if everybody agrees, what's the Machloikis in our Mishnah? Kik pligi bistoma. The vos meint bistoma. Bistoma means that I don't know for sure, right? Rabbi Yochanan began, biyadua shenoshim imenu. If I know for sure that these fell off the Markulius, they're asaba. No, these are Avodah Zarah stones. The shal is kik pligi bistoma. I don't know for sure where these stones came from. Zok dimar, bimukurovis, top of the amen. Bimukurovis, what says bimukurovis? Rashi says, within an amma, or even a chatsi amma, very, very close to the basic main Markulius statue. Oh, the Mukarovis Nami, the Ikalamein Mine Nofal, where the Svara is, if it's Mukarovis within an half an Amma or an Amma or an Amma and a half of the original Markulius, so Svara logic dictates that they fell off of the Markulius. Then there's no Machloikis, whether it's one stone, two stones, three stones. Obviously, these fell off of the Avodah Zarah. They themselves are Avodah Zarah. Osir, osir. Keep ligid b'meruchukakas. The machloikis is, if they're meruchik. Meruchik means, says Rashi, up to four amos away from the Markulius statue. So we're talking about in that three amma distinction between one or one and a half and four. They're not mekuriv. They're not, you know, they're not 5 miles away. They are within four amas. Ah, that's the machlokes. And therefore, zoktach chachomim, if they are nirois imai, meaning mikurovois, then you assume it's from the statue. If they are meruchokois, then you assume that they're mutter. What Rabbi Shmuel says, no, even a meruchokois, they're going to be osur, as long as they're three next to each other. As you'll see, the Gemara is going to say that another two lines. But for the Gemara, how can you go and say that we're talking about meruchak up to four amas away? V'abitzad markulis ketani. It says in the Mishnah at the very outset, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Sholesh Avonim, bitzad markulis. Here you're telling me they're four amas away. So Timario nishkeferlich, my bitzad arba amas today. That's what we mean when we say bitzad markulis. It means within dalid amas. So what's the machlekes? Rabbi Shmuel Saber, Oysa Markulius Cotton Bitsan Markulius God Oil. Like we said before, just like you have the big Markulius, then the minhog was that in addition to the big one, they made mini ones. like baby Marcullius in. And everybody would come into the church of Marcullius and say, "Hey, look, you have now the mommy or the daddy statue Marcullius, and look, it has all these babies. Ah, Machaya, blah, 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 blah." That's the way they did it. So Oysa Marcullius come and some Marcullius Kadoil, and therefore Sholoish, the Dami and the Marcullius, as long as you have three stones, which is similar to the original Marcullius, which has three stones, Asurais. Even though they're not in the same formation, they're three next to each other, not one on top of the other. But nevertheless, that's still enough for their purposes, so it's awesome. One second. Steinman, if there are only two, then Mutaris, because that's not a Marcullius statue. Those are just two idle stones. Let's just finish. Rabbanan Savri, ein oisa Marcullius kot mitzah Marcullius gadol. Rabbanan say, come on, do me a favor. I've been in the Marcullius church a number of times. I've never seen a Marcullius cotton next to Marcullius gadol. When I said that the Chum said that they went in, they probably did not go in, because this is an oil hames in the terms of, since it's takrivis avodah zarah, the whole thing is tameh. They did not go in. I'm just saying that the Rabban are projecting. They've never heard of something like this. Marcullius kot mitzan Marcullius kotel. Therefore, loishno sholish, loishno shnayim, makes no difference. You found two stones, three stones, 20 stones. The ikkar is nirois imoy. Nirois imoy, said Rashi, means mikurov is within one and a half. And Amma, the top Rashi says, kigoyin ba'amma v'chatzi amma. The art scroll says it means either an amma or even a half an amma. But you could learn the Rashi means one and a half ammas. Anyway, regardless, the point, if it happens to be nearest imoy, mikurovois, then you assume that it fell from the Avodah Zarah, it's asurais, that they are themselves Avodah Zarah. She nearest imoy, however, if there's someone distant up to four ammas away, then the mutarois, because there's no sign that it came from the original Marcullius. Fakert, Alpiswara did not come from the original Marcullius. These are just idle stones. Idle, I-D-L-E, and that I-D-O-L. And therefore they are mutter. Why does Rabbi Shmuel disagree? Because Rabbi Shmuel says that up to four amas away, they would often make such a mini Marcullius. Yes, my good friend Ariel.
So the statue of the deity and the pyramid of the stones are basically treated as the same?
Well, the deity itself, that idol, its construction is two stones on the bottom and one stone on the top. That is the pyramid, that is the deity, that is the Marcullius, that is the idol, that's the Avodah Zarah.
So we're not even talking about like a statue of Mercury, just the stone.
That's correct. We're only talking about stones. That's it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so that was the explanation of Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara is going to go into it in more detail. Oh, my. What did Rabbi Yochanan start off by saying? If I know for sure that these stones fell from the Marcullius, I saw it with my own eyes, that these stones fell down from the Marcullius. Everybody agrees, it's awesome. Frank, tomorrow morning I have a price. Avonim shenoshim and a Marcullius. Oh, the same case. Avonim fell down from the Marcullius. Nearest imoy asurais. If they happen to be close nearby, that they're nearest imoy, like we said before, within a half an amma, within an amma, then they're awesome. Shein nearest imoy, however, if they are distant, for instance, if they're four ammas away, then it's mutaris, then it's mutar. That was the chachomim of the Mishnah. For Mishmol oimer, sholosh asurais, shtayim mutaris. It depends. If you find three, awesome. Two, it's mutar. Now, what do I see from this? That Rabbi Shmuel is arguing even in the case of Avonim Shenoshru. Didn't we start off, Rabbi Yochanan said, Biyadua Shenoshru Mimenu Divrei HaKoil Asurais. If I know that it fell off the Marcullius, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shmuel. It's not a question of one stone, two stones, three stones. If it fell down from the Marcullius, it's Asur. Here, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, it depends. Three are Asur, two are Mutter. So L'choira is a Befeish Braisa against Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rava, lo yitem shenoshru la'im shenimtzu. You have to change the lashon of the Braisa. Not avonim shenoshru, but avonim shenimtzu min ha-Marcullius. Nimtzu means that they were found in the vicinity of the Marcullius. Okay, so that's where the machloikis is. Like the Gemara said on the bottom, ki pligi bestama, top of the Amid, b'mekurava yisazoi, and meruchok yisazoi. So therefore, if it's, you know, for sure, Narshim and Akulius, everybody agrees. Awesome. This price with this, a machloikis, is talking about Nacha, Noshru, Vadai, but chinimtsu. So therefore, I don't know. Did it fall? Didn't it fall? That's the stomach case, and that's the machloikis, like Rabbi Yochanan explained. Frank Timara, the sub Rabbi Shmuel, Shtaim Mutaris, according to Rabbi Shmuel, two are mutter. Vatanya, we have a price Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Shtaim Bitfisa, Loi Asurois, Sholesh Afilim Ruchukachis, Asurois. What does that mean? We're talking about Bitfisa. What's my Tfisa? Rashi says Tfisa means that you can go and take it all in one arm stretch, which is referring to up to 4 amos away. Ah, so if it's 4 amos away, says the Braisa, Shtaim are osur. One second, back on the top of the Amid, we explained that the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is by Meruchokois. And what is Meruchokois? That's 4 amos away. And we said on the top of the Amid, according to Tanakama, not Tanakama, according to the Chachamim, Meruchokis 4 amos away, which is Gunish, because logically these stones did not fall from the Markulius, they're just too far away. Says Rabbi Shmuel, I agree with you. It's not a question of stones falling off the major idol called Markulius, but rather they constructed a mini Markulius next to the big Markulius. And therefore it's got to be 3 and not 2. Here it says, Shtayim bitfisa lo yasuris. Even if you only have 2 within 4 amos, it's asur. And you said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, 2 within 4 amos is mutter, because you don't make a Markulius mini statue with only 2 stones. Amarava, loy kasha. Kan bitfisa achas, kan bishtei tfisois. It depends whether you're talking about 1 tfisa or 2. Now, tfisa again means within 4 amos. Shtei tfisa sounds like, that's probably 8 amos. However, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that's not what we mean. What we mean to say is, if it's tfisa achas, meaning that if any and all stones which are within 4 amos, then we're going to assume that they fell from the original Markulius, and therefore they're going to go and be asur, if they are betfisa achas. Now, shtei tfisas means they're also within 4 stones, however, that there is an obstacle between the original Markulia statue and where you find these stones. What do you mean an obstacle? The Hechidomi says, Yomara, the Ik Goiva Beini Ubeini. In between the Markulias and where you're finding these stones, there's some sort of like Mechitzala. Doesn't have to be a Mexican or Chinese wall. It's a small little Mechitzala in between the Markulias and where these stones are lying. Aha. And therefore, what's the Gemara saying? If it happens to be betfisa achas, without this obstruction, without this mechitza, then even if it goes a full 4 amos from the original Markulius, we're going to assume that these are stones that fell off the Markulius, and even if it's only 1 or it's even 2, it's going to be osir. Like the Braisa says, shtayim betfisa loy, it's osir. However, if it happens to be in 2 tfisois, meaning that there is some sort of barrier between the Markulius and where you find these stones, how would these stones get to the other side of the barrier unless they flew somehow magically or miraculously? Therefore, we're going to assume that those stones were set up as a mini Markulius. When you're setting up a mini Markulius, you only do that with 3 stones. You don't do that with 2 stones. So the Braisa is talking about 1 tfisa, no barrier, and the machlokes up above is talking about taka 4 amos, but with a barrier in between. Frek the Gemara, Umar Kulius ki agavna mihava. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the 3 stones parallel to each other on the floor or on the pedestal or whatever, that's also a mini Markulius. Ay, Vatanya, didn't we learn the Braisa? Eluhain avni beis kulis. What does the avni beis Markulius look like? Achas mikam viachas mikam viachas al gabe. It's got to be in pyramid form. And here you're talking about that they're parallel. Mishnah said, zu bitzad zu. That's not a Markulius. Amarova kitan yahibi ik Markulius. The primary major Markulius idol has to be in pyramid form. 1 on top of 2 stones. But many Markulius in, that were ready makel, if you will. And you can even have just 3 stones next to each other, not in pyramid form. Okay, so with this we have kind of gone through the whole Mishnah in great detail and explained Rabbi Shmuel's view and the view of the Chacham. And now we start talking about real life stories. Beyanei Malka Chorev, Yanei HaMelech's palace eventually became a Chorben. Since it became a Chorben, what are we going to do with the palace? So also Oyvdei Chacham Ukimu Beis Markulias. So some Goyim came and they assembled and erected a Markulias statue in the former palace of Yanei HaMelech. Osu Oyvdei Chacham Achrini. They were competitors among the Oyvdei Chachavim, and they apparently did not believe in Markulias, the Loi Palchil Markulias. They did not serve the Markulias. In Shaklinu, they took the stones of the Markulias statue. Can you imagine? V'chipu behem drochim v'sar teroyv. It's our tatois. And they used those stones to go and pave a road, like a cobblestone street or a cobblestone road. Drochim are regular roads. Sartar Oyus is like from Lushan of Sratya Uplatya, which means a major square or a major plaza, and they use that for paving the streets. Can you imagine if I was one of the original Oyvdei Markulias, I would be up in arms and I would say, what did you do to my Avodah Zarah? But that's what happened. Now the problem is, what do we go for? Mikan al Haba. Ikar Rabbanan de Parshi, the Ikar Rabbanan de Loi Parshi. There was some Rabbanan that would walk on those stones, and some of the Rabbanan were Poresh and did not walk on the stones. Meaning, some of them considered it to be a continued Avodah Zarah. It's Osir Bahanoah, don't walk on those stones. And the other said, it's Shengunish Metgunish, it's Batul Mavutl, and Avada you can walk on it. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan.
How could they have not walked on it? First of all, other Goyim are Mavatl, like Rosar Tapri showed. They're going to battle somebody else's Avodah Zarah. And second, walking on it is a mizayon. It's the greatest thing to walk on Avodah Zarah to demonstrate its impotence.
Very good, beautiful. So wait one moment and you see. Sorry, what was Reuven Alaivi? Was it still?
No, I made a joke.
Okay. Oh, you'll see the answer in another one moment. There's Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan first tells us, B'non shel kedoshim halach alayen. Vanan nifresh mehen. We have a great, great tzaddik in our door. Where the Gemara refers to him, Abanon Shel Kedoshim. He walks on these stones. If he can walk on the stones, I can walk on the stones. Man ninu, who is that Abanon Shel Kedoshim? That's Ramanachem Brev Simoy. How did he get such an exalted title, Abanon Shel Kedoshim? V'yamai karli Abanon Shel Kedoshim, that Philip Tzursa de Zuza loy mistakev. He wouldn't even look at the tzura that you find on the coins. What is the big madrega in not knowing or not looking at the tzura on the coins? Is the machloikas rishonim. Some rishonim mean say that we're talking about that these images on the stones were also images of Avodah Zarah, chvais of Markulias and of Baal Pa'or and Baal, whatever those Avodah Zarahs were.
It used to be in America years ago, the dime was Mercury.
Oh, you see that? So they also had these Avodah Zarahs. However, since these were used in commerce, they were not used in as a religious article. The Svara was, no problem, you can hold these coins, you can look at the coins, because it's really not intended to be anything of religious nature. So it's mutalach, you can look, no problem. However, the Benon Shel Kedoshim of Nachar Reb Tzvimoy was very, very careful not even to look at these images, even though the vast majority of Klal Yisrael held that this does not have any Isser Hanoh, Isser Tzelem, Isser Elilim, because it's made for coins, it's not made for Avodah Zarah. So, but he was Makbid. Others say, no, that has nothing to do with religion and Avodah Zarah. It means that he was so immersed in the Heilige Torah, he didn't even know what's going on in Olam Hazeh. He didn't know whether the dollar has on it George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or Trump or Biden or anybody else. He didn't know. He didn't really care. He was just immersed in Torah learning and Kedusha and Tahara at all times. Okay.
The value was trusted. The value was trusted because it was written in stone.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. So we continue on. So my timer demand the Parish. Why were there some people that were Parish? Didn't we just hear from Barry so authoritatively? If anything, number one, you have the other Goyim that used it for paving the streets. They were Mavatalit, and we've learned in the past, you don't have to have the Goy that owns the stones or owns the idol to be Mavatal. Any Goy, like we had Berulozer HaKaper. There was a person walking down the street. He asked him to be Mavatal. He didn't want to. He gave him a patch. He was Mavatalit. Maybe he doesn't belong to that sect of pagans. Makes no difference. Any Goy can Mavatal, any Avodah Zarah at any time. Okay, so he was Mavatalit. Number one. Number two, Barry asked, people are walking on it. Isn't that Ein Lecha Bizoyin Gedoy LeMizu, that people are walking on these stones? So V'lo Ki Odom Yerav Gidl Amar B'chiyah Bar Yosef Amar Rav Minayin L'Takroi V'Savoyitz Kechovim She'ein Lo B'Tei Lo Oilomiz. So Rashi points out, this is now the first time that we're no longer talking about that you're throwing this stone to add to the stone, to add to the structure. Here we're for the first time talking about the takroibis, that you're throwing the stone to serve and worship the Avodah Zarah. If it was according to the first svara that we've been saying all along since the beginning of today's shir, since the beginning of the perek, like Rashi said on the bottom, that we're talking about that you're adding to the Avodah Zarah itself, okay, so you can mevatel it, like you can mevatel any Avodah Zarah. However, if you're talking about the takroibis Avodah Zarah, that you cannot be mevatel, no matter the fact that 10,000 goyim are walking on these cobblestones, they still retain their original sanctity, if you can call it, of being avodah zarah. Where do we take this from? Shenema v'yitzamdu val pa'or v'yoychu zivchei mesim. V'yitzamdu val pa'or means that they brought sacrifices, or in the case of Baal Pa'ar, they defecated to the Baal Pa'ar, and that was like bringing Zivchei Mesim. What does that mean? Ma mes ein loy betele loylam. You can't be mevatel mes. The tumah that you have by a mes remains forever. After crazy vidus chom ein loy betele loylam, you can't go and be mevatel it. And therefore, you can stand on your head and you can stand on these stones of the cobblestones of the Avodah Zarah. It remains also forever for those that hold. You have to be Poydish. Umantalai Poydish, what about those that were not Poydish, that did walk on the stones, including the Bidon Shel Kadoshim, Rabbi Nachum, Reb Simoy, Amar Bina Ke'en Ponim, or Ke'en Pnim, Veleka. In other words, we learn the Avoidas Chutz from Avoidas Pnim. What's meant from Avoidas Pnim? Avoidas Pnim means, in the Heilige B'Smigdosh, Avoidas Chutz is talking about the worship of the Avoidas Zarah. And the Torah is makish one to the other. What's the hekish? It says in the pasuk, "Zoveach lo lehem yochram bilti lashem levadai." This zoveach lo lehem means to elihim achirim, to avoid a zara. That zvicha to those avoid a zara is similar to bilti lashem. Don't be zoveach to the avoid a zara. Only be zoveach to Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyoch levadai. Only. So here we have a hekish between avoidas chutz and avoidas penim. So says Rashi, if we were talking about a case of takroidis of an animal, which would be identical or at least parallel to the korban of Bismigdish, and now you're talking about a takroidis avoidas zara, then you can go and say that just like the korban in the Bismigdish is holy, 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 and it remains osaba no, there's an isra me'ila, etc. So you could say the same thing by the avoidas chutz, if you're talking about an animal that you are sacrificing avoidas zarah. But here you're talking about stones. Says Rashi, we never find anywhere an avoidas pnim of stones. You don't go and take a stone and put it on the mizbeach. You don't shecht a stone. You don't do zrikas a stone. So therefore, even though we all agree, says the Gemara, to Rav Gidl Amar B'chir Bar Yosef Amar Rav, the takroivis, but this is not bona fide takroivis avodah zarah, since it's not dumya lipnim.
They threw him at, I think, in Yanai, right? When he did the Nisa Hamayim on the seat or something, they threw a slogan at him, so it's similar to that.
We're talking that Yanai HaMelech? Couldn't sein, yeah? We have to look back in the Masechta Sukkah. But if you say so, I'm with you. But everybody would agree over there that the stones, the esrogim that were thrown, were not for takroivis, for pnim, for bringing a korban to Hashem. Okay, Zot Gemara Tzvaita. The Gemara is going to tell us now two stories, and they both begin, Omer of Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmilas Rei. Remember this, because we're going to have this on the Amid Beis. Rav Yosef bar Abba told the story that Rabba bar Yirmiyah came last rain to our town. I don't know which town it was, the town of Rav Yosef bar Abba. The Osir the Aisim Asis of Yodin, he brought with him a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Oiv Gechobim Shahidi Avonim and a Markulius. You have a goy that brought Avonim from the Markulius statue. Vechipa Behen Drochim, and not Tartiois, but Sartiois, and he used that to go and pave the roads. Top of the Amid, Mutarois. They are mutter. Why they mutter? Says Tap Rashi. But Linu Oivid Kechavim. Oivid Kechavim was Mavatalit. And he obviously holds that even though Takrevis Avoid Zora might be Eina B'Tela Elam is, but it's not Dumi Lepnim, like we just got finished saying on the Amid Aleph. So he said, Mutaris, their bottle Mavatal. Yisrael Shevi Abonim and Amakulis Vachib and Drachman Satyois, Asurais. That's very simple, because as we said before, Yisrael cannot be Mavatal Avodah Zarah. That's why Reb Yitzchak HaKaper had to ask the Goy to do it. Zok Gemara says now, Rav Yosef bar Abba, that when Rabba bar Yirmiyah brought this Braisa, v'les nagar v'loy bar nagar di yifrakina. The word nagar over here doesn't mean a carpenter, it means a scholar. I couldn't find even one Talmud Chacham, or even a benchel Talmud Chacham, that should go and explain pshat in that braisa. Omer Rav Sheshes says, Ano le nagar ano, vele bar nagar ano, I'm no grace of Talmud Chacham, but nevertheless, ufrik mele, and I was able to go and explain that braisa. My kushale, what was bothering everyone that he said nobody could end for the braisa? They were bothered by Rav Gidl. What did Rav Gidl say? Rav Gidl said in the Amid Aleph, Takroivis Avoyda Zara, Ein Lo Beteloi Lomas. So why does it say in this Braisa that you're allowed to go and use the cobblestone streets that were paved from the Markulia stones? Many of those stones were part of the Takroivis Avoyda Zara that you threw at the Avoyda Zara. So it should all be Osir because Ein Lo Beteloi Lomas. Oh, Be'inikem Penimaleka, like we said in the Amid Aleph, when do they become Osir al Sakravis Avodah Zarah forever? If it's Doime to a carbon of Bismagdish, however, Bismagdish is no such thing as a carbon out of stones. Says Barry, only a carbon out of Esrogim. Not a carbon about Esrogim, but that you threw Esrogim, but they certainly never threw stones. That being the case, this the Takravis Avodah Zarah of throwing stones is not similar enough, and therefore Yesh Lo Bittel. And that's why they're mutter. Fine. And again, Omer Rav Yosef bar Abba, the same Rav Yosef bar Abba said, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmi Le'asrei, for Osav Aisim Asisa B'yodei. Now, it could very well be this was on the same occasion, or maybe this happened a second time. Makes no difference. The bottom line is, Rabba Yirmi again brings a Braisa, and this Braisa on the surface, the Gemara says, is difficult to understand. Now, there are a number of halachas in this Braisa. We have to try to focus attention on each one of the halachas. Number one, maslian umizamin bishvias, vein maslian umizamin bemoyed. As we know, during Shemitah year, you're not allowed to do basic malachos in Shemitah year. You're not allowed to go and plant, and you're not allowed to harvest, etc., etc. However, minor improvements in the field, it depends. Some things are permissible, some things are not. As this Braisa will explain. Maslian. Maslian means what happens if you find that your tree is becoming full of worms and you're afraid that they're going to challenge the tree to the point that the tree may die because of all of these worms. Or you have mizahamin. So maslian means to remove the worms. That's permissible in Shemitah. Mizamin. Mizamin comes from a lashon of zoyama. Zoyama usually means a terrible stench. What's the stench? Let's look at the Rashi. He explains what's going on over here. The fourth line from the top, mizamin. Kishiyesh maka be'ilon. The ilon, unfortunately, has suffered a maka. And the noshra k'tas kliposay. Some of the bark of the tree is coming off. And everybody says, it's only a matter of time. This tree is going to die. So what can you do to save the tree? where you have that makkah, where there happens to be a cut in the tree, and where the some of the bark has fallen off, madbikin shum devil. Go and take a whole bunch of fertilizer. Don't put the fertilizer on the ground. Attach the fertilizer to the tree, and you're wondering, how is that fertilizer going to stay on the tree? V'koishrin, put a bandage around it, like a large band-aid, to hold the zevel in place. Shloyomis. And then the tree will not die. Ah, so this mezamin means preventive medicine to make sure the tree doesn't die. So you, when you find that there's a cut where some of the bark is falling off, put on zevel, put on a band-aid, put on a kesher, hold it in place. This is all mutter in shmitiyah. However, maslian, the ain maslina mezayim b'mamayid. If you're talking about a regular year, cholamoyid, cholamoyid sukkahs, cholamoyid pesach, asur, asur. The Gemara is going to explain shortly why is there a difference between shmitiyah and cholamoyid. Next halacha. Kan v'kan ein megazmin. What's made megazmin? Rashi says to go and trim part of the foliage, part of the branches of the tree. Why would you normally prune and trim branches on a tree? To make room for future growth. Kan v'kan, even in shmitiyah, osur, osur. We'll see why. Continues on, v'sochen shemen legozum. This gozum is the same as megazmin, where we're talking about that pre-shmitah and pre-chol hamoyed. You know what happened? He trimmed the tree to allow for greater growth. That's not a problem. He didn't do it in shmitah. He didn't do it in chol hamoyed. That was fine. But now it comes chol hamoyed, and he wants to put shemen on the spot where they cut some of the branches of the tree to preserve the tree that it shouldn't die in the interim. So you want to go and put shemen? That's okay. V'sochen shemen legozim, in that place where they cut and they pruned the tree, you're allowed to go and shmir on some shemen. Bein b'moyid, bein b'shvis. Okay, so we had a bunch of halachas over here, and now says the Gemara, v'leis nagar v'loin bar nagar d'yifrakinah. Just like the Gemara said before, we looked around for all the scholars, all the Talmid Chacham, and no one was able to explain pshat in the Braisa. And now from here to almost down to the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara is going to ponder what was bothering them that they couldn't find a scholarly explanation of the Braisa. Ravina, anole nago anovali bar nagarna. I'm no grois Talmid Chacham. However, for Rikmala, I think that the whole Braisa is perfect. I'm going to answer any kashas. My kashale, what presumably would be shver? Ilema moira shvias kashale. Why does it say by Shvias you're allowed to be Masliya and you're allowed to be Mezamin, but you're not allowed to do it during Moyed? And you're wondering, Manishtana, Lechoyra, both of them, there is an Isser of doing Malacha. Maishna Shvias to Shari, Maishna Moyed to Aser. So tomorrow, Dusnishka Kasha, Midami Shvias, Midami, are the two parallel or identical? No, no, no. Shvias Malacha Aser Achmana. The Torah says in Shmita year you're not allowed to do Malachas Avoidas HaKarka. Any Malacha is prohibited. But Tir Chashari, if it's not a major Malacha, a planting, a harvesting, plowing, he's doing just a Tircha. What's the Tircha Maslian? Trying to remove those worms. Or Mezamin putting such a patch over the tree with Zevel. Tir Chashari, that's already okay. Moyed afilatircha nami yosr, because the essence of cholamoyed is not pshat, don't do malacha, it's that you're supposed to rest on the cholamoyed just like you rest on yontif. So therefore even, very good, so even minor malachas are also osr. So therefore, l'choyer, there's no kasha, you understand that perfectly. Ah, says Ravina, ve'ela zihum agizum kakasha lei. You're probably wondering, Maishno Zium de Shari, we said Mizamin you're allowed to do Bishvias, or Maishno Gizum the Osir, we said you're now allowed to go and trim or prune a tree by removing one of the branches. So you're wondering what's the difference? Very simple difference. Midami Zium Ukumi Ilna Vishari Gizum Avruya Ilna Vasur. There's a question of, are you just stabilizing the tree that it shouldn't die? That's mutter. If, however, you are working on the tree to improve it so it should have more branches and more fruit and more leaves, that's asur. And so therefore, zium ukumi ilna, we see that this this tree, unfortunately, was hit by a bad makkah. That's why we had to put on the zevel, we had to put on the band-aid. Why? To stabilize the tree, it shouldn't die. That's mutalach, ukumim ilna. However, gizam, where avruya ilna, avruya means that you want to go and expand and enhance the tree by adding more branches and more branches, and that's why you're cutting it, that's already awesome. That you're not allowed to do. So therefore, vayter, nishvera, why loy naga v'loy bar naga? There was zium azium kakashle. Oh, it must be that there's a stira zium azium. What's a stira? Diktani, here we said maslian. Umizahamin bishvias, you're allowed to do the zium patch where there's a maka on the tree. Urimini abakasha. Which they taught in the Mishnah in Mesech de Shvias, a Mishnah. Mizamin esanatiois. You're allowed to go and be mizayim. Vikorchan oison. And you're allowed to put a krich around it, in other words, a bandage around it. The koitman oison. Rashi doesn't explain what koitman means. So there's a machloikis. Some say that koitman is from a lashon of kitma, which means ash or powder. You can go and add ash and powder to that zium. Others say koitman oison means that you go and snip the edges. You can go and snip off the ends of it. The oison oison hembatim. You're even allowed to go and make a house, an enclosure for the tree that has that maka. After you put the bandage on, you're allowed to go and make a bias. Now, what does that mean, making a bias? Says Rashi, means you're allowed to put in a geder ama goivis vi voice of umemalim oisei offer. Rashi, in the middle of the omid, what you're allowed to do is go and build a fence around that part of the tree which is in danger of the whole tree expiring because of the fact that this maka hit the tree. So go and build a small little enclosure with a fence, and fill it up with earth so that nobody should walk over there, nobody should get close to it. In other words, it's like a big sign, no trespassing sign type of thing. You can do that. Umashkin oisen, and you're even allowed to go and water this tree. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah means in the Shishis, in the sixth year, pre-Rosh Hashanah, it's mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Rashi points out.
Rabbeinu.
One second. Normally in Erev Shvias, in Erev Shemitah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's already aser to do anything in the field, even though it's not Shemitah year yet, but it's like a din of, like we have a din of Tosfos Shabbos, you have a Tosfos Shemitah, since the whole purpose of this 30-day working in the field would be to help out this tree. The tree is going to now be in the Shemitah year. Why am I helping the tree pre-Shemitah? So for 30 days before, you don't work in the karkois. Here you're allowed to do biz Rosh Hashanah. Why? Again, because this tree is going to die otherwise, and therefore you have to mizam and you do all these things. But ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shvius loy, but shmiti not allowed to, is the chastira. In our braisa that was brought by Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah, it says you're allowed to be mizam in b'shvius, and the Mishnah Masechet Shvius says only in erev shmita, but not in shmita itself. That's the Gemara's kasha. Yes, Reuven Alaivi, what's your question?
So, today we know that if there is a fire in the field for X amount of reason, or the tree caught fire, you are allowed to plow so the fire will not pass from one field to another.
Fire break.
Okay, is that good or bad?
So I'll be holding there.
Very good, but we're not talking about fires now. We're talking about that there's another danger to the tree, that the tree is unfortunately diseased. It has a maka. I put zoyim, I put on a zevel medication, so to speak. I bandaged it to keep the tree intact. So Gemara is asking a stira. In the braisa that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah brought, he said that even in Shemitah year itself, you're allowed to go and do mezamin. While the Mishnah Masechta Shvi'ah says only ad Rosh Hashanah, but not in Shemitah year, is docha stira. Says Gemara, Och nishve, says Ravina. The Yomar Avukva Bar Chama, Tre Kishkushi have it. The two different types of Kishkushi. Kishkushi means to use a hoe under the tree. Meaning, during Shemitah year, certain hoeing means to, we're not talking about a big shovel, we're talking about a narrow hoe. Certain hoeing under the tree is permissible, certain hoeing under the tree is prohibited. Which one is prohibited, which is permitted? Chad levruya ilna vi aser. If the purpose of that hoeing is to improve upon the growth of the tree, shmita aser. Chad lestumi pili. However, sometimes the reason why you hoe is because, says Rashi, some of the roots have become exposed because of nature, because of Kadosh Baruch Hu sending a wind or sending a flood or whatever, and now you have the roots are exposed. Sistumi pili means to go and close up and cover over those roots so that the tree will not die the shari. Ah, so just like by there, by the kishkushi, by the hoeing, it depends what's the purpose. Hokanami trees v'yamumiyavi, there are two different types of zoyama. Chad yukumi ilni v'shari. If you just want to keep this preventive medicine that this tree should not die because it already has a maka, some of the bark is falling off, and therefore you're putting on a medication like putting on mercurochrome or iodine, you're putting on a band-aid. Here you're putting on the zevel, you're putting on a kesher, a bandage. That's okay, that's not a problem. V'chad, the second brisa, the Mishnah, Masechet Shviyos, where it says, only until Rosh Hashanah, that's when Lebruya Ilneg. That look what he's doing. He's not just going and putting on zevel and putting on a bandage. He's korchin, koitman, oislem batim, mashkin, aganse production. Why is he doing that? Lavruya ilnek. That already is asur, because here he doesn't want to just medicate this tree that it should remain stable. What he's doing is he wants to improve, and that you're not allowed to do in Shmittiyah. Oh, so says Ravina, you know why there's no nagar bar nagar umafakinale? Nobody can explain. Must be because of the stira of sicha and sicha. What's the stira? Diktani. Here we just said sochim shem li gozim. You're allowed to be soch shem, you're allowed to shmir on shemen, on those trees where there was already gozim, where there he snipped off part of the branches. Or I mean, I'll ask you Akasha again, a Mishnah Masechet Shviyos. What does it say in the Mishnah? Sochin is a pagin, umenakvin, umafatmin, oisim, ad Rosh Hashanah. Pagin means unripened dates. Dates, not dates. Yeah, figs. Figs that have not fully ripened. So you want them to ripen better. So what you do is you smear on shemen on them. And umenakvin oisim, you make even small little holes. And presumably you pour in some shemen into the holes, says Rashi. Memalinus become shemen. And as a result, umafatmin oisim. Now these figs are not just going to come out dried figs. They're going to be geshmak. They're going to be full of fig peiri, moist and tender and gewaldig. That you're allowed to do all that type of stuff ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in Bishviyas light. Oh, so you see that this sochin is only in the 6th year, not in the 7th year. But we said in the braisa that we quoted before, sochin shemel legozim even in the Shmita year. And again, midami, there's no comparison. Hasim ukmi ilna vishari. The reason why you're putting on the shemen is because since this tree is gozim, it was trimmed, it was pruned, one of the branches was removed, and I see, the climate, the heat of the sun is getting to it, or the rain is getting to it, and this tree may die. So that's why I'm putting on the sach shem, and that's okay. Ukmi ilna. I want to stabilize the tree. Hasam betumi peir of yotum v'yaser. The sachin is a pagan is because not that these pagan are dying. You want them to be geshmak. You want to be mefatim osam. Mefatim means you want to go and fatten them up. Oh, that's the reason why you're putting the shemen on. Oh, that's already awesome. Okay, so with this, the Gemara has, let's continue on. Omli Rav Sama Bered Rav Asher the Ravina, or Ravim Bar Yirmiyah, Sicha Demoyed Azim Demoyed Kakashulei. What's bothering him when we originally started off, that Rav Yosef Bar Abba said that Ein Nagar Ubar Nagar, Tiafakinei, it's talking about Sicha Demoyed Azim Demoyed Kakashulei. What sicha? We said the smearing on of the shemen on the mokum miguzam, where it was snipped away. Ziyum, we said, is where there's a mak on the tree that you're putting this bandage on. Mechti, hay ukumi v'hay ukumi. Both the sicha and the ziyum are for the same purpose, to stabilize this tree. In the case of the sicha, that one of the branches was cut intentionally, but I'm worried about the tree, and therefore I'm allowed to smear on the shemen. The zihum is that there was a makkah, that the wind blew off a branch or something, some of the bark is falling off, so I'm putting on a bandage on it. So both of them are to stabilize the tree. Maishna hai di shori, or maishna hai di osir. In case of the sicha, we said, sochin shemel, the gozim bein b'moyed bein b'shvias. That was the gabe di sochin. But gabe di zamin, we said, V'ein maslin u'mezamin b'moyed, you're not allowed to go and do on chol ha'moyed the zihum. So why can you do the sich of ha'moyed, right? We said, kan v'kan ein megazmin, but v'soch and shem and the gozim bein b'moyed bein b'shvias. So moyed, you're allowed to do soch, shem and the gozim. However, b'moyed, we said, ein mezamin b'moyed. So l'choyra have a stira, zihum on moyed and sich on moyed. That's what he meant. I'm stuck, Rabbi Yisai. This distinction between the Zium on Moed and the Sich on Moed, I don't know why one is permissible, one is Osir. After all, both of them are to stabilize the existing tree, and no one was able to end for that kasha. With this, we concluded that shtickel. We're just going to learn.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
So I have a question on the first of the two things. So we learned in Sanhedrin, we're learning Avodah Zarah. There are four Avodah that, if they're done, are usher in front of any Avodah Zarah, Markulis or anything, Aphroditi, anything. But if the Derech Avodah is to throw stones or whatever it is for or Aphroditi, that's also us. That's also a capital crime. The Gemara said there.
Only if it's the avoidos bekach. If you throw stones at the Markulius, you're oiver. If you throw stones at the Baal Pa'ar, or you defecate in front of the Markulius, you're not oiver and avoid the Zar. Okay?
What you said
initially, you're 100% right. There are generic avoidos, like you do in the Beis HaMikdash, like Shechita, Zrika, things of that nature. If you do that, find avoid the Zar. Even though ein avoidosa bekach, since these are generic avoidos, you're always oiver, even if a person stupidly runs into the Markulius church and he is zoiveach a behema for takroivis avodah zara. The priests throw him out and say, "You idiot, you should have brought along not a behema, you should have brought along stones." Nevertheless, you're oiver isra avodah zara. However, if you were to go and bring in stones into the Baal Pa'or, then that's kunish mit kunish, because it's not avodah bekach. And therefore, you are potter.
But the language was ba'ina ke'ein panim v'leka. That's what was bothering me.
Okay.
That was the thing. We do have cases of ein panim and ika. In these cases, that was bothering me. The language of that. Okay, forget it.
We're going to get a little bit more into that Indian. So I appreciate that you've paved the way, either with Markulia stones or without Markulia stones. But you pave the way to the next shtickel gemara. So Omer of Yehuda Marav, Avodis Kechavim Sho'ivden Oisim B'Makel. Not talking about Markulius. We're talking about a brand new Avodah Zarah, where the way you serve that Avodah Zarah is B'Makel with a rod, with a stick. How do you do that? Rashi says, Mekashkishin Lefanea B'Makel. You shake the stick back and forth. You come into the church in front of this Makel Avodah Zarah. What do? You take the rod in hand and you swing it back and forth, right and left, up and down. That's how you serve that avodah zarah. If a person did that, he's oiver on avodah zarah. What did he do instead? Shaver makel b'fanel. He took a makel, instead of shaking it and moving it, he broke it. Then chayiv is oiver on the isra avodah zarah. But zorik makel b'fanel, if he threw the makel at this avodah zarah, then he's potter. Maishna, Amalei Abayla Rava, Maishna. Maishna, Shever, Tavalik, and Zvicha. I know the reason why. Shover, Makil, Yerchayev. Even though that's not the way that we serve that Avodah Zarah. The way you serve that Avodah Zarah is by moving and shaking, not by breaking. Oh, but it's Ke'en, the Avodah Spinim. Just like the Avodah Spinim, we shechted the animal, and as a result, you broke the whole neck. And Rashi says, Mafrakta, even if you kept on shechting, even the spine and the back of the neck. So this breaking of the makel is, in a sense, parallel to zvicha. That's why it's osir. That's why you're chayv and avoid a zarah. Zorik nami abalik and zrika. So throwing is like the zrika sadam in the Beis HaMikdash. It should also be osir, because it's ke'en p'nim. Amalei ba'ina zrika mishtaberes v'leka. To be similar to the zrika in the Beis HaMikdash, it's got to be a zrika where everything falls to pieces. Just like when you do the Zrika Saddam, you have numerous tipois, drops of blood that spill to the ground, that fall to the ground, here too, or on the Mizbeach, here too, if you did a Zrikas HaMakya, it would also fall into 25 pieces, fine. But all you did was throw the Makya, presumably it's still intact, and even if it broke into one piece, it's not a Zrika Mishtaberes, Velech. Frekimur Eisvei, Sofas Latsoya, what happens if you have an idol, and someone fed the idol Tsoya in its mouth? Or someone poured out a urinal, such a urine bottle, in front of the Avodah Zarah, of Meimir Aglaim, of urine, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Mishlam Avdechel Meimir Aglaim, Ika Zrika Mishtaberes. This is similar to the Zrika, where it's Mishtaber, it falls into 100 drops. I don't know why the Gemara has to bring a raya from Zrika Mishtaberes. The Gemara could have simply said, because this is like the Nisuch Hayayim, just like over there, you poured out wine. Now, of course, it's Meimir Aglaim. But we're bringing over here parallels. We're not talking about the same case. Just like when you break a makel, it's not like shechting an animal, but it's parallel in a sense, and in both cases you're breaking something. See, Gemara says throwing a makel, that's not like Zrika Sadam, because Zrika Sadam is Mishtaberes. Here's not Mishtaberes. Why did Gemara have to go and say Avit Shemir and Aglaim? Because it's a Zrika Mishtaberes. Remember, again, Zrika Mishtaberes is talking about with Dam. Here we're talking Mishtaberes and Aglaim. The Gemara could have said it's similar to Nisach Hayayin or Nisach Hamayim that you have on Sukkis, that you're doing a Nisach. You're not doing a Nisach with water or with wine. You're doing a Nisach Meim Raglaim. But regardless, so it says, that's the Gemara says, I understand why the Avet, you're Chayiv on Avodah Zarah. Eletzoya, Maizrik Mishtaberes Sikah. How is this similar to any of Avad? We're not talking about that's the Derech Avodah to go and serve Tzoya. It's not like a Baal Pa'or where you defecate. That's not the case. You're talking about a regular idol and you're serving Tzoya. So why you chayv and avoid Zara? So you want to say it's similar to Zrika, my Zrika Mishtaberesika. So it's more about Tzoya Lacha. We're talking about that it was very soft stool. Obviously, the person or the animal had some sort of problem with his or her stomach, and now you had soft stool, and you fed that soft stool to the Avodah Zarah. Well, guess what happens? Once the idol of Avodah Zarah says, I don't want any more, it's all going to splash on the ground, because it's Tzoya Lacha. Oh, so that's similar to Zrika Mishtaberes, and that's why you chayv. So, Kimor, Lemik Tanoi. Let's bring a raya of the Tanoi. That it's a Machloikis Tanoi. Lemik Tanoi. Let's say it's a Machloikis Tanoi. Shoket lo Chogav. What happens if somebody went and shechted Chogav? As you know, Chogav is a grasshopper, and you shechted it for any Avodah Zarah Ba'olam, says Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev you for doing Avodah Zarah, the Chum and Paitre. My Labakim is the Yid. The Marisav Amrinin Ken Zvicha. Just like we said that when you throw the Makel, it's similar to Zvicha. Here, it's even more similar to Zvicha because you're actually shechting a Chogav. You're not shechting an animal, but you're shechting something. So therefore, it's similar to the Shvira Samaka, similar to Zvicha, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev. Umar Sabalo Yomrin Ken Zvicha, Elik En Penim. It's got to be Mamish like Ken Penim. Ken Penim means a Bahaima, and not a Makel, and not a Chogav. Every more like, the Kuli Amal Lo Yomrin Ken Zvicha, Elik Ken Penim, but in everybody holds it has to be Ken Penim. So what's the Machlek is here? Vishani Chogav, Hovet Savari Doim Elitzavra Bahaima. Meaning, in the case of the Makel, it could very well be, everybody would agree, this is gunish mit gunish. Not like we said on the Amid Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, that if you go and take the makel and your zoyrik, he says, if you're shover makel, you're chay. Could be everybody agrees in this brisa, that shover makel, you're potur. So what's machlag the gabi chogav? Because chogav is really a parallel to zvicha in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not a zvicha of a chaya, of a Bahaima, of an oif.
It's a shchita.
A shchita is a shchita. So therefore it's parallel. That's the reason why one man yama holds machai. The chum poitrin, the chum say, so far still it's not a Bahaima, and therefore you are potur. Stop over here, boysai. Continue mitchum tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Zagizun tatzlach.